I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys and the men and women who've been keeping track of this all for the last, it's probably been days, to be honest, and it's finally coming to fruition. Our friends at the National Weather Service here in Las Vegas and meteorologist Barry Pierce joins us. Barry, as you've been looking at the forecast models and whatnot, did it all come together the way you thought it would?
Yeah, it looks like it came together pretty good. This was one event that we saw coming, as you said, several days ago, and jumped on it with our headlines, winter weather advisories for the valley, and talking 4 to 8 inches across parts of the West Valley. Summerlin seems like they got hit the hardest up there, and 2 to 4 inches across the southern parts of the valley, Anthem area specifically, and we actually broke some daily records for McCarran Airport as well. Not as much snow at the airport, but we've totaled up just shy of an inch, about 8/10 of an inch past 2 days with this system at the airport. So
it's just an incredible experience for a lot of people who have not seen this. And there are kids, you know, obviously, who have not seen this kind of snow and people who moved here to get away from it, Barry. As you look at your model here and you look at your radar coming over here, I mean, tonight is kind of the night. And what should we expect here over the next 46 hours?
Well, it got pretty interesting with actually some thunder snow that dumped some brief heavy rain quickly on the 215 Beltway near Rainbow that caused all sorts of problems here a couple hours ago. But that has kind of dissipated. And for the rest of this evening, we're looking still a chance of seeing some light rain mixed in with snow, probably through about 8 or 9 o'clock this evening before things sort of dissipate. And then as the temperatures drop below freezing, the main impact will be the dangers of black ice developing on our roadways as we go through tonight, and looking forward to tomorrow's morning's commute. That could be the danger on the roadways tomorrow.
National Weather Service meteorologist Barry Pierce joining us from the Las Vegas offices, taking some time out of staring at some radars and forecast models, and we've already seen pictures of the snow in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and obviously we've had the road closures heading to our south, Barry. Would it be better for us to have a slow warm-up tomorrow morning, or would it be best just to have something immediate, just based on the fact of there is a half a foot of snow in some places in the valley, but other places, you know, maybe only have maybe an inch or maybe a half an inch, as you mentioned?
Well, the warm-up's actually going to be a slow one. We're still going to be well below normal on temperatures as we go through, even through the weekend. So, the snow will melt away, but it's looking sort of a snow melt that shouldn't cause much problems as it vanishes over the next few days.
Barry, when you woke up this morning, were you as giddy as the 8-year-olds thinking they weren't going to have school today?
Well, I was here back in 2008 when we had the bigger event, and that was, you know, the last big one for our recollection, and we got over 3 inches on the strip. So this one, snow is rare and for the valley, but it didn't live up to the 2008 event, at least.
Well, then it's
in my mind.
Then it's okay to be number two, then, right?
Yes.
National Weather Service meteorologist Barry Pierce trying to keep it real for us here in Las Vegas. Barry, I appreciate the time, and you guys did a great job, and keep up the work, all right?
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.